2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of a property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize, upon an appeal relating to the property, a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you, Scott. And Mr. Ingram, I think you're the only one going to speak this evening. Do you mind if I swear you in real quick? Raise your right hand. Do you swear to give truthful testimony this evening?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do you want to go through the project, Scott, first or?
Minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We've got one item to handle first. Review and action of the February 2019 minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
Got a motion. Do I have a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. We'll now move to public hearing.
Okay.
Ted Underhill.
Case number 1901V, Ted Underhill LLC, represented by Charlie Ingram. Ted Underhill LLC is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, Setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 25-foot front property line setback to allow two duplexes to be constructed. The applicant is requesting a 10-foot front property line setback due to the slope of the property and size and style of the existing duplexes. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is located in Underhill Heights subdivision. The proposed duplexes will be on lots 9, 10, 11, and 12. The property is currently served by a private well for water and treatment plant for wastewater. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request case number 2019-01B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. 1 is approval of a front setback of 10 feet, allowing for the construction of two duplexes on lots 9, 10, 11, and 12 Underhill Heights subdivision. 2, a Division 2 permit for each duplex will be required. 3, a 1-hour fire-rated wall from foundation to roof decking shall be required between the dwelling units. 4 is compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and 5, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval, or it shall expire. Zoomed out, this is Victor Church Road, 65 Highway. This is the high road. Of course, you have to go south of it on the outer road to get onto Victor Church. Our subdivision's highlighted. The lots in question are these right here, and I'll pull them up on pictometry. This is, you just pull in, I'll go back up. As we go down the hill, the first picture is of these. I'm standing about right in here, and then our second picture's here, and then I've got numerous pictures of that. So there's these first set of duplexes. There's the backside of the first set. There's our second set. Backside of the second set, and you can see these pins, that's the actual back property line of the lots 9, 10, 11, and 12. Now I've gotten to the west side of the lots. There's a picture showing how the road's platted that goes around. And you can barely catch a visual of the wastewater plant here in the left-hand side. There's the road that comes down the hill. There's the actual Underhill Heights plat that was filed. And then here's our statute requirements for a variance, and then those are the staff recommendations I read. So I'll pull it up on pictometry. Turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
A little brief history on this, if it's all right for y'all, before we go into this. There's some reasons. Some of you might remember this project was started probably 8 years ago. It had been on Victor Church Road when things went south in 8, 9, and 10. This particular development was one of those that kind of got caught in that. I was approached by a gentleman who was from the area and was not going to develop them any longer, and his father-in-law came to me and asked if I would help with that. I had done Cozy Cove, Riverbend Place, and some others. So I went out there to look at it, and they had nice units and good location, but the development plan was not very strong. And so as of today, in fact, as of today at 12 o'clock, every unit is sold, whole ownership, which is a big deal. But if you could leave this up for just a minute, what happened? When they originally built this site, the topo that came off here was so steep, and they had designed these buildings to where you come around and go in an underground garage. Well, for the first time now, we're going to be able to come down here and have a garage like a normal home coming straight into the unit. But because of this topography difference here, we could not get our typical plan like we were going to do here, requiring us to ask for this 10-foot setback here. You take a look at this road, doesn't go anywhere. So the chances of this being used and probably will be abandoned or used as a dead end is just for the subdivision, because there is really no pass-through traffic here. All of this traffic, and I forget the name of the road, comes out and turns that way. So that was one of our reasons for that. So that's the reason for the request.
There was.
We put up there were some problems with kids driving through there about 60 mile an hour. So we'll probably, when we start our construction, put those rocks back, because there's no purpose for, you call it Maddox, if I'm correct.
Madison.
Yeah, Madison or whatever. There's no reason for a cut through there. It's a subdivision, it's private, whole ownership, and it just doesn't do, there's no purpose for that.
There's not an advantage to any of the houses on that other property to go through.
Zero. Yeah. But I will tell you, it's a big deal. It took us a year and a half, 1,800 square feet. We chose not to reduce the pricing, which was tough, because you want to get them sold. Gentleman that put the money in for his son-in-law, we waited probably longer than we should, but it was very nice to get the values, and I can tell you north of $165,000 to $170,000, which is pretty nice to have that in that particular area. So
two-car garages on each of these?
Two-car garages, and that's why when we get into the lower area, they were oversized two-car garages, and that's probably what really helped these, because they're 1,800 square feet with an oversized two-car garage. The new plan has got an oversized two-car garage, but the bedrooms would be up, and then the kitchen and everything on the lower level, so it would be pretty nice to have a entrance level. And we didn't ask for it on the other side, because we think that the two lots that I have here will be fine coming into here with the road coming right through here. And it is a 40-foot, other thing to point out, it is a 40-foot right-of-way. And our road is only 24.
Somebody fills up their garage with stuff other than vehicles. In your opinion, will a vehicle be able to park in the driveway?
Oh, there's plenty of room. Yeah.
Hanging out in the street?
Correct. Yeah.
That's really what I struggle with, is the parking. Yeah. 10 feet just doesn't seem like a lot of distance if you're parked outside.
Well, remember, you've got a 40-foot right-of-way, okay, and you come back, the street's 24, so that leaves me 16 foot. That's another 8. So I get close to 18. I get close to 18 feet. Okay, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah.
For that extra car, yeah. If needed.
That makes sense.
But the nice thing about them is they are oversized.
Take trucks longer than that.
Longer than 18? Yeah, that was my question. Yeah. I asked earlier. Yeah.
Extended cab pickup truck.
Correct. We'll make him park in the garage.
And they actually own the right-of-way. It's not a public right-of-way.
Correct.
See how I've pulled it up? They own that right-of-way.
If it's whole ownership and it's not a through street, I guess it'd just be the neighbor next door that you'd be blocking. So it'd be a personal conflict, not a public conflict.
And I have not had any that I'm aware of. Because you're right, the stories are on one side, car on the other side. So,
got to think for emergency access, a fire truck, you may have a car parked on the street anyways. It doesn't affect any of that. It'd be the same as...
And there's plenty of room.
Now, is that a finished driveway now? Is that a paved or surface road? At this point,
it is not. We will continue that around to here with that pavement when we come this way.
But no sidewalk, which would be blocked by a vehicle on the driveway. No.
The pavement ends right there. See the concrete?
Yeah.
And then that's about standing in the same location. I just turned around.
Okay. That's the edge of the pavement.
But that's what it looks like where they're the finished units.
Are any of the owners attempting to do nightly rental? With these that you're aware of?
No. Even though we have nightly rental in the restrictions. We came back almost 3 years ago, and in fact, I'm glad that nobody has said anything because there's nobody has even mentioned nightly rental.
So it's not been excluded in your restrictions?
Yeah. It's in the restrictions.
That they are excluded?
No, sir.
That they are allowed.
They are allowed, but I never marketed them that way.
Okay.
I went for whole ownership. The fact of even having a nightly rental option was never even mentioned to any of the buyers.
But if it's allowed, then we've had situations where people, the neighbors, have complained.
Yeah.
You rent a home and they come with 9 vehicles pulling boat trailers.
Believe me, I sat in front of the planning and zoning meeting when we did the only planned vacation home community on Bee Creek Road. I'm very familiar with those problems.
But that could be a problem with blockage of the driveway. If it's rentals, then you have a larger potential for more vehicles.
Oh, I'm sure, but there's no, I mean,
any other
questions? Well, yeah, I'd like, if you would, just show me again where the duplexes are going to go, kind of the footprint that they'll have.
Yeah, I have the drawing you gave me. If you want to,
okay.
you can come up and show Rick.
Okay.
I did show Howard before the meeting, so.
Okay.
And I think that it's paved about right there.
Correct. And then this will come on around. These become, in fact, I thought I had maybe a little picture here for you. They become almost a standard two-story with a walk-in garage level. Maintaining the same kind of style.
How many bedrooms?
3. A very nice size, 12 by 16, 12 by 18.
So even with the nightly rental, you have 2 cars in the garage, 2 cars in the drive.
They're not going to be any nightly
rentals. No. Charlie, look at this decision record. Is this what?
That was item 4 on that decision.
Well, if it's home ownership and the road doesn't go through, then that's kind of a neighborhood issue.
Yeah.
Allowing.
And so I'm inclined to allow it.
Oh.
I can see it being a conflict between.
Well, I stand corrected.
On
thank you.
The decision of record from 2014 that the Planning Commission, or you guys looked at again,